Calderon, Canella, Corbett, Correa, De Leon, DeSanye, Dutton, Emerson, Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Hancock, Harmon, Hernandez, Huff, Kehoe, LaMalfa, Leno, Ted Liu, Carol Liu, Lowenthal, Negrete McLeod, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Rubio, Runner, Smedian, Steinberg, Strickland, Vargas, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Members, a quorum is present. And can I ask the members and our guests beyond the rail to please rise, and those in the gallery as well, to please stand. We'll be led in prayer this afternoon by our guest chaplain, Reverend Dr. Pamela Anderson, from the Countryside Community Church of Esparto, and then we'll be led in the pledge to our flag by Senator Rod Wright.
Well, there is a true story about a boy who was selling goods from door to door to help pay for his school supplies when he found a thin dime, and he decided that he would ask for a meal at the next house. But when the woman answered the door, he just asked for a glass of water. Instead of water, the woman returned with a large glass of milk. Years went by, and the woman became sick, and her doctor took very good care of her, and she was nervous to receive the bill, but when she opened it up, it said, "Paid in full with one glass of milk." Signed, Dr. Howard Kelly. There's a saying that says, "Bread cast on the waters comes back to you, and the good deed you do today may benefit you at the least expected time. If you never see the deed again, at least you will have made the world a better place." Let us pray. Eternal God, we pray for our California senators today. May they know that the good deeds they do today will ultimately benefit all of us in the days and years to come, and we pray for their deliberations. We pray for all Californians. May we have hope for a better day, and we pray for the bread that has been cast upon the waters. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Members, we're at privileges of the floor. Privileges of the floor. Seeing none, we'll go to messages from the governor, and they will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. And we are at motions and resolutions, members. Motions and resolutions. Members, we're at second reading file. The secretary will read.
Assembly Bill 472 with amendments and Assembly Bill 103 with amendments.
Members will proceed to Assembly Third Reading, file items 18 through 47. File item 18 to be taken up by Senator Padilla. He's not at his desk. File item 19. File item 20. Senator Hancock, are you prepared to take up file item 20? Senator Hancock?
Thank you very much, Madam President.
And the Secretary will read.
Assembly Concurrent Resolution 45 by Assemblymember Perea, an acronym to Crime Victims' Rights Week.
Senator Hancock.
Mr. President and Senators, ACR 45 declares the week of April 10th to April 16th, 2011, as Crime Victims' Rights Week in California. This year's theme was the commemoration of 30 years of National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Crime Victims' Rights Week is observed nationwide as a time to honor victims and the advocates of victims' rights. All Californians are affected by crime, including family members, neighbors, friends, children. It is important to remember that no matter where or when crime happens, it touches all of us. The remembrances observed during National Crime Victims' Rights Week promote awareness of victims' issues and acknowledge the combined efforts of citizens, the government, and the criminal justice system to improve services to victims in California. Please join me in declaring April 10th, 2011 through April 16th as Crime Victims' Rights Week to honor the victims and the advocates of victims' rights. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Members, is there discussion or debate on the resolution? Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, the Secretary will call the roll.
Ahlquist. Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Berryhill.
Aye.
Blakeslee.
Aye.
Calderon. Cannella. Corbett. Correa. De Leon. Aye. Desaunier.
Aye.
Dutton. I. Emerson.
Aye.
Evans.
Aye.
Fuller. Gaines.
Aye.
Hancock.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Huff. Kehoe.
Aye.
LaMalfa.
Aye.
Leno.
Aye.
Ted Lieu. Carol Lieu. Lowenthal.
Aye.
Negrete McLeod. Padilla.
Aye.
Pavley. Price.
Aye.
Aye. Rubio. Runner.
Aye.
Sumedian.
Aye.
Aye. Steinberg. Strickland.
Aye.
Aye. Vargas.
Aye.
Aye. Walters.
Aye.
Aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wright.
Aye.
Aye. Wyland.
Aye.
Aye. Yee.
Aye.
Yee. Aye.
Secretary will call the absent members.
Calderon. Cannella. Corbett. Correa.
Aye.
Fuller.
Aye.
Aye. Huff.
Aye.
Aye. Ted Lieu. Carol Lieu. Negrete McLeod.
Aye.
Pavley. Rubio. Steinberg.
Ayes 32, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, we're at file item 21. I do not see a floor manager. File item 22. File item 23. File item 24. File item 25. File item 26. File item 27. File item 28. File item 29. File item 30. File item 31. File item 32, file item 33, file item 34, file item 35, file item 36. Members, I suggest we contact our local assembly members and see if they need floor managers for their items. File item 37, file item 38, file item 39, file item 40, file item 41. And file item 42, file item 43, file item 44, file item 45, file item 46, file item 47. And we're... Members, we will go to file item 3, the governor's appointments. File item 3. Senator Steinberg, the secretary will read. Senator Steinberg.
Thank you very much, Madam President. This is the nomination of Dr. Joseph Liu as a member of the South Coast Air Quality Management District Board. Dr. Liu was heard in the Rules Committee on the 11th of May, approved on a 5-0 vote. He's been on this Air District Board since 2007. I urge an aye vote on this nomination.
Discussion, members? Any discussion on file item 3? Seeing and hearing none, the secretary will call the roll.
Ahlquist?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Berryhill?
Aye.
Blakeslee?
Aye.
Calderon? Canella?
Aye.
Corbett?
Aye.
Correa? De Leon?
Aye.
DeSaunier?
Aye.
Dutton?
Aye.
Emerson?
Aye.
Evans?
Aye.
Fuller?
Aye.
Gaines?
Aye.
Hancock?
Aye.
Harmon?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Huff?
Aye.
Kehoe?
Aye.
LaMalfa?
Aye.
Leno?
Aye.
Ted Liu?
Aye.
Carol Liu?
Aye.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Pavley? Price? Aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Runner?
Aye.
Smidian?
Aye.
Steinberg?
Aye.
Strickland?
Aye.
Vargas?
Aye.
Walters?
Aye.
Wolk?
Aye.
Wright?
Aye.
Weiland?
Aye.
Yee? Yee, aye.
Call the absent members.
Calderon? Correa?
Aye.
Pavley?
Ayes 38, noes 0. The governor's appointment is approved. Members, are there any other items anyone wants to take up on the third reading file? Seeing none, then members, we can go to motions and resolutions if there's announcements. Seeing none, we'll tell Senator Steinberg. Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Okay.
Senator Steinberg, at your desk.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I'm going to call session for tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. There will be a Democratic caucus at noon tomorrow or immediately after session, whichever comes last. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Steinberg. So session tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., Democratic caucus at noon. Senator Dutton.
A brief Republican caucus immediately following today's session in the Cox Clubhouse.
Senator Dutton calls a brief Republican caucus in the Cox Lounge when we recess. Members, the desk is clear. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene tomorrow morning at 11. We're in recess.